You're listening to The Zesty Garden. It's our For Eat's Sake segment. Barney Northrup is the head chef at Herm's Inn in Logan. And we're going to talk today about arugula and cooking with arugula. I adore arugula. I don't seem to be able to keep it in my garden as long as I'd like to because it bolts as soon as any kind of heat starts coming in. So what do you do with arugula?
Well, number one, I will let it go to seed whenever I'm going to grow arugula. I let it go to seed and I collect those seeds. So let's say your first year of arugula, you might get to eat a few leaves if it bolts. And
bolting is just the plant's process of producing the seed.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll jump in height. That's the bolting. And it's a significant, I've seen them grow almost a foot in a day when I have a lot of plants. Yeah, your first year might not be as successful, but don't get discouraged because you'll be amazed at once you've got it established what you can do with arugula. They produce so much seed. Each plant can can produce hundreds, if not thousands, of seeds. And they're these little pods. They kind of look like radish rat tails, but smaller. And they're even good to eat. They're good to cook with. They have the peppery flavor that arugula has, which I know a lot of people aren't familiar with arugula, and maybe that's one of the reasons why I love it so much. I would love to use arugula just about anywhere where other people like to use spinach. I personally don't like spinach as much.
Okay.
The oxalic acid in it, you'll notice sometimes if you eat spinach and you've got that chalky feeling in your mouth. That's the oxalic acid that your body cannot break down.
My wife has a hard time digesting spinach sometimes, but she loves arugula. So we'll use, and I like putting spinach on a hamburger rather than lettuce. Would you use arugula in place of spinach?
Okay. Yes.
So we're talking, for those that haven't grown it, it's a leafy green.
Yeah. Yeah. I typically, if people aren't familiar with it, they are familiar with spinach, and I like to refer to it as peppery spinach. Think of it as spinach without that chalkiness, but it also has a nice peppery flavor. And some people don't like that spiciness that it has, but I like a nice green with a bite. So,
well, and we love a salad and just throw, it's not straight arugula leaves. I think that'd be a little bit much, but we throw the arugula leaves in with the other greens and adds just
definitely
a great flavor to the overall salad.
Definitely. Yeah. Anyway, so we were talking earlier and I just let my plants grow and they'll winter over. So right now where we're getting some springy weather, if I go out in the garden, I'll notice some new plants coming up. I'll also notice some plants, depending upon how severe our winter has been, I'll notice some plants have survived the whole winter through. Those are the ones that you really want to use because as they grow, they'll produce gigantic leaves and they're extremely peppery. And one of my favorite uses for these is to make arugula pesto. So if you're familiar with pesto, you probably think basil pesto.
Right.
Yeah, that's what most people are familiar with. Well, arugula makes an excellent pesto. I actually used some just this week. I made an arugula and pistachio pesto. And if you've got a food processor or a blender, I personally use Vitamix. I don't know if I'm allowed to endorse.
Whatever works.
A very fine American-made product, such as a Vitamix. But
How much of each? Okay, we're going to have this recipe here and put it down on the website.
Okay. Well, if I just go off of basic measurements, let's say a pound of arugula. So a pound of arugula, if you think of like a gallon-sized Ziploc bag, that should hold about a pound of arugula. You don't have to weigh it out. And this also depends on what kind of vessel you're using. My Vitamix uses a 2-quart pitcher, so I can easily pack a pound in there. If you don't have that much, it's fine. But to that, I will add typically about a cup or so of olive oil and about, let's say, 5 or 6 cloves of garlic.
More is better.
Yeah, well, let's play it on the safe side. I always say salt and pepper to taste. You know, whatever you like. Some people don't like as much salt as I do. I also try to balance sweetness. So if you don't like refined white sugar, you can use other sweeteners. You know, there's honey, there's agave, there's stevia. But I'll use simple refined white sugar.
Just a little bit?
Yeah, yeah. Just, I mean, for this batch, I'd say no more than a teaspoon. And then what really made this batch good was the pistachios. So roasted pistachios, and let's say a cup of those. You can buy them
out of the shell, of course.
Yeah, you don't want to throw those shells in there. Yeah, and if you don't want to shuck them, you can find shelled pistachios. But I'll put everything in my blender.
All at once?
All at once, yeah. Typically garlic and pistachios at the bottom, and then the arugula on top, and then the olive oil. Now you can also, if you're worried about color, squeeze a lemon over it. And the antioxidants will prevent it from browning. But you just pulse it up or run it on high. You're making a paste. And once it's mixed, taste it. You know, add your salt. At this point, you're able to control how you like it. But
it should be a fairly thick paste, or?
Yes, and if you want it thinner, add some more olive oil. You know,
it's
pretty easy to control the viscosity of this. So.
And what do you like to use this pesto on?
So it can be used for a number of things. There at the restaurant, we always have a daily mac and cheese that we put something in. And this is a good something. it's great on sandwiches. It's great. You can make it into a salad dressing with a little bit of vinegar. And if it's too thin for your liking, then yes, turn it into a salad dressing.
Do you just stir it in?
Yes.
Or just on the top?
No, we'll stir it in. Yeah. And I like arugula with beets, which you like. Yeah. And they also both love goat cheese quite a bit. So if you're wanting to use the whole leaves, they make a great salad with beets. And I think the pepperiness with beets, goat cheese, and arugula, they work very well together. So
great.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really looking forward to growing my arugula this year for more than just greens. So,
well, also in our climate, I mean, they're really cold resistant, you know. I mean, they'll survive a frost, you know.
So, and I've been digging them up because they've gone to bolt, and so maybe I should just put them in an area of my garden where I can just leave it. Do you have them? Do they start regrowing in the fall with more tender leaves again?
Yep. And they're, I mean, inevitably, even if you're trying to save the seeds, they'll probably drop some seeds, and then
right.
You'll get some micro arugula popping up, which that's another thing. If you know about microgreens, they're great green to grow for a microgreen. So you're just using them as the sprouted, very small, very young sprouts of the plants. And they make a great garnish. Even when they're young, they have a great peppery flavor. It's obviously more mild when they're younger, but and they're beautiful. You know, they've got these vibrant green leaves with typically, at least, and I'm sure it has something to do with maybe a mineral or something deficiency, but they'll have a purpley stem. And yeah, I think they're beautiful to use. So
great. So we've been talking about arugula. Barney Northrup is the head chef at Herm's Inn in Logan, and we have him on our For Eat's Sake segment on the Zesty Garden. Today we're talking about arugula. Barney, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.